Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Evolution podcast by Bold and Blonde. That's us. I'm Kathy Tate. With me as always, Daisy Papp, and welcome. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Kathy, my dear podcast partner. What a week and what great news do we have?
Absolutely. Not only did we just launch our brand new logo, well, it will have been out for a little bit by the time you hear this, but we also hit the top 1% of podcasts on Listen Notes. How amazing is that? And drum roll, we finally reached 100 countries. Yay!
We waited so long for that. That is just incredible. It took us 5 months, I think, from going.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the longest time it's ever taken to add a country since we've started. And there you go, number 100. Welcome to Guatemala. Am I saying that right, Daisy?
I don't know. I'm not from there, but I think that sounds quite right to me. And yes, welcome to another country and welcome to the people in Guatemala. I'm very grateful to have you with us because we're changing the world one human at a time, one location at a time, and everyone is welcome. Thank you.
Yes, it is fantastic to know we're fulfilling our dream of embracing the globe. So what's that now, Daisy? Another 93 countries to go?
Yeah.
93 more. Let's do this.
Yeah. There are different numbers out there. I just listened to a young gentleman yesterday. He said that it's unofficially 197 countries, but officially 193. And I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Humans from around the world are welcome, no matter where you're from, no matter where you're heading. Because where we're heading is the question, how do we head more peacefully to wherever we are heading? And that is my call. And I'm so humbled by having so many listeners paying attention. They spend their time with us. And let's face it, there's 168 hours a week, 24 hours a day, and 60 minutes per hour. And every minute you spend with us, I feel so humbled. Thank you. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Daisy. And today we have another important conversation to have, I think, and it should be interesting. So today's episode is called Walking on Eggshells.
Okay, walking on eggshells. Let's do it. I don't know if that expression, though, is around the globe known as what it means in English-speaking countries. So would you define what that means or help us understand?
Absolutely. I had the same thought. It is common in my culture, but it's certainly, I think, going to be a saying in your language in a different way. But it will mean essentially a similar thing, I believe. So for me, walking on eggshells is when you feel like you need to suppress or edit your behavior because of somebody else's reactions.
I think this is very nicely put, very understandable. I was just thinking about it as you were speaking, how I would say it in my mother tongue, German, and we don't have a thing like that. I will ask my German childhood friend if there is something similar and how we would say that, but certainly we would not use eggshells in the same sentence. I find it quite humorous. I think you have a very good point that we are afraid of being ourselves based on the responses or more likely the reactions from those we are interacting with. And that is very uncomfortable and it is scary at times and it is not healthy for human development, not for the little ones and not for the adults and not for the elderly. And therefore, it is so important for me that we foster and encourage human values, because then that will just dissipate naturally, the walking on eggshells.
Yes. And if you can imagine how fragile eggshells are, the saying comes from not wanting to break the eggshells by walking on them. And the eggshells are representing that other person's reactions, right? So that's where the saying comes from, just to explain why we used eggshells in our saying.
Thank you.
We would love to hear actually from our audiences in all our countries, whether you have a saying like this in your language and whether it means a similar thing or what means a similar thing in your language. That'd be super interesting to find out how this is expressed in other cultures. And so, like, I've been in a couple of toxic relationships where I've felt literally like I had to walk on eggshells because the person I was with so overreacted to some of the smallest things that you said or did. And it was to such an extent where I couldn't wait to not live there anymore. It was just so oppressive, and each day I felt like I was losing myself because I couldn't express who I really was. I couldn't act like who I am. And it was very reminiscent for me of when I was younger and I did that in another way. I suppressed who I was and my secret around my hair, and I carried this big weight on my shoulders around it because I didn't want anyone to know. And I know I was doing it to myself by choosing to be there. So I chose to leave. That's how I solved it. But while you're in it, it's a hard thing to have to cope with. And so I feel like, let's see if we can talk about it, help people sort of understand how to either act a different way within the relationship or think about whether that relationship is the best thing for them.
Well, I think that is very subjective, and it is not possible healthily to judge it from the outside, because no one walked a mile or a yard in someone else's shoes. We try, but we don't really do it. We attempt to be compassionate and empathetic and considerate and try to put ourselves into someone else's shoes. I understand that I'm using try, although we just recorded an episode, Stop Trying. Or why wouldn't you stop trying, or why it's a good idea to stop trying? I think there's a big aspect to it that is oftentimes overseen. And the aspect that I see is that it is confusing. When some people around us have a short fuse, it's confusing to us. Why? Because oftentimes they act or react unpredictably. To a degree, we are all unpredictable. Nevertheless, to a degree, we are also predictable. So for example, Kathy, you know me over 4 years. You most likely know when you call me then how I will respond to certain messages of yours or to certain circumstances. So there's no real surprise there. I can still surprise you because I could be having a bad day, or I could have a headache, or I'm human too, just simple as that. Now, when I think about, okay, the unpredictability, I'm not comparing humans to animals. Nevertheless, with animals, there were many experiments done, sadly also with humans, as far as I'm informed. But with animals, where they do it, for example, they allow the animal into a room. Yeah. And the animal does randomly something, and then it receives a little pallet of food or a little piece of food. And then what they start, they divide that room, and the moment the animal steps over a certain line in that room, it gets electrified. So that totally confuses the animal, because before it was walking around and received a goodie. Now, all of a sudden, there's something harmful happening for it. Then the animal learns that, okay, when I step there, then, oh, don't step there because I'm getting electrified. We humans are very cruel when it comes to experiments of that sort. And what they then did, they randomly exchanged the floors within the experiment where then the animal got electrified. And it led to such a level of confusion that the animal was just a shock freeze. Yeah, it was in shock freeze, and it wouldn't dare, no matter how much goodies you would bring it. It was so afraid. Now, the same, I think, is happening when we are surrounded by humans who require or request or even demand to be an eggshell walker. And I'm not fond of that at all. Let's communicate. When I like or dislike something, then be clear about it. And I see it so often when I work with people, when I speak with audiences, that most people have a hard time expressing or clarifying or communicating or verbalizing exactly or precisely what they want. Most humans know what they don't want. That is a very important step to know what we don't want. But I think it is just a step in getting to a place where we can communicate clearly and precisely, or as clearly and as precisely as possible, what we do want. Because let's face it, no one is a mind reader. And I remember times when I grew up, we had very different respect towards the elderly in my generation than what I'm seeing around nowadays. Depends on the culture, though. And oftentimes, we just looked at grandma and she rose her eyebrows and we knew, oh, now we better go play in silent. That was okay, but there was no punitive action from grandma besides that she maybe got a little louder or said, no, not now, I told you so. Maybe something like that, but there was no scary repercussions, let's put it that way. And there are people who are very uncomfortable to be around. I even consider some of them dangerous. Because of their unpredictability, their lack of standards and their lack of human values and how much they appreciate or practice them. And I think it is not possible to generalize. Nevertheless, there are specific things that are generally universal to all humans. And human values are very important. When valued humans value human values, yeah, they will make very different decisions. They will take very different actions. And I think it is so important that we go back there. So those humans who are listening to us, our listeners who may feel at times having a short fuse, please have a look how you'd like to be treated and where is the origin from that short fuse. Because oftentimes the little symptom that's showing up, that's just a little drizzle drizzle, but that has nothing to do with the root cause. And when humans learn how to communicate about their root causes, I feel really hurt when you don't talk to me. I feel hurt when I feel ignored. I feel hurt when I'm yelled at. I feel hurt when something is demanded of me or I'm receiving orders. I feel hurt. It feels as someone punches me in the stomach. First of all, I have the right to feel the way I feel. You may like or not like it. But I have the right for that. And when we understand that simple rule and role that we are playing in human interaction, I think, because maybe I'm the one who can use a little check-in. What is it actually that bothers me? Go and deep dive within yourself. And another big thing, stop trying to change people, because that oftentimes is a root cause that people feel just not adequate, not enough, not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, not talented enough, not creative enough, and so forth, not worthy enough. And we are all worthy. And I'd like to mention a movie here one more time. I may have mentioned it in a private conversation with you, Kathy. Maybe I mentioned it in our podcast episode in one of the previous episodes. There is a lady who was absolutely a stunning teacher when it comes to my definition of teacher. She had great values and she valued humans. Her name is Marva Collins. She passed in the meantime. Otherwise, I would have taken great steps to meet her face to face. And she took on people into her school, young students who were below IQ, that were below their grades. They were considered almost retarded. And she taught them in a way that these kids felt important and valued, and therefore their brains opened and they were teachable, or they were able to connect inside of them with their curiosity, the inborn, the innate curiosity. They want to learn. Try to stop a three-year-old when you're doing something in the kitchen to not watch you. Usually they, I can do that. I want to do it. And then maybe when they're 2 years old or 4 years old. It depends on how they're conditioned by that time. But they're so curious. They want to figure out everything. And when we just started valuing humans, those who are around us, those who we very much like, and even those who we don't like so much, because they are still valuable. Their value equals my value from the human being standpoint. Now, different actions are valued differently. That's a totally different standpoint or point of view or different aspect of it. When I understand, okay, I sometimes have short fuses and sometimes maybe I am more nervous or I am more irritated, I can communicate that too ahead of time so that I give a heads up to those who are around me or working with me or I work with them that, hey, today I'm really in pain. I do my best, that I bring my best, but I'm really in pain. I just wanted to let you know so that you understand maybe if I'm responding a little different.
That's super interesting. And I think it actually a very good perspective, especially from the side, I think, of the equation that is prone to overreacting. So I think you've covered that really well. It seems to me, actually listening, that this is a very similar topic to what we covered in people pleasing. In a way that you don't want to upset somebody, so you go out of your way to change your behavior in order to not upset them, or in that case, to please them. I think it's another one of those cases that, as you say, is very individual and it's very subjective. And so it's something that we need to look at for ourselves. Yes. And I do have a few comments around it. First of all, from the other side of the equation, the person who feels like they're walking on eggshells, I think a key here is building some self-confidence so that then you can stand up and actually stand up for your own boundaries and for what you believe in instead of giving in. Now, having been in that situation, I know how tough that is. It was for me. And I know that if I had have built up my self-confidence more, that certainly would have helped me in that situation. And I'm just trying to read my writing because it's a little dark in here. I've also made a note about mutual respect, because I think that is something that is really missing in a lot of today's interactions. Even to some of the things that have been put on social medias and that are videos of people's interactions out there. And it saddens me the way I see people treating each other, because all we're doing is giving in to the divide and conquer. And we need to come together. We need to act towards each other with more respect and love, because that is how we help humanity. That is how we build a better future for our kids. We don't do it by being divisive and by hating each other for what? Our differences. Differences should be celebrated. And as you said, and this leads perfectly into my last point, which I think is super, super powerful, to use curiosity more, and certainly use curiosity in place of reacting. Stop. Take a step back and think with a curious mind instead of a defensive or an offensive mind. And that's the key I just got out of what you were talking about. So I think that they're really important points and stuff that everybody can think about and then look at, you know, what's happening in their own life and how they really feel about it, and are there steps that they can take for themselves to empower themselves, no matter which side of the equation that you're coming in on. Because I dare say that we've all been in both sides of this equation. We are all just human. Nobody is perfect. And we're all on our own paths for learning. We're not always going to be there at the same time either. So that mutual respect and empathy that we spoke about, I think, is really important, because you just don't know what's going on for somebody. You can't make assumptions. You really don't know. And a lot of people will never say it, but it is still going on. Yeah.
I'd like to circle back a little bit to the self-confidence. what is self-confidence and where is it developed and how is it developed? Because confident has to do with sort of certainty, right? When I'm certain that I can open the water bottle, then I'm confident. I go back to standards. When, let's say, we go to any soccer field around the world, the rules are the same. When we go to any tennis court around the world, the rules in tennis are the same. And I think what humans are oftentimes missing are specific rules, because people want to do good. They want to do better. And oftentimes they just don't know how, because somebody who is the one who needs to be walked around on eggshells, because otherwise there's an explosion or a volcano or who knows, the unpredictable reaction or overreaction oftentimes. When we then think, okay, when people want to do better, let's give them in the beginning maybe only two rules. For example, you and I, when we met, for us both, it was very important that we are on time because we have an extreme time difference. You're 13 hours apart from my time zone. In order for us to make this work, it's important to be punctual. And when we cannot make it, that we communicate. That was the basic two rules that we had in the very get-go, 4 years ago. And that helped us to build a responsibility. Now, certainly it made you feel good about me that I'm punctual and respecting these two basic rules, but it also made you feel more confident in the interaction with me and vice versa. Now,
well, I understood the rules, I think is what you're saying. I had the confidence because I knew I could trust the rule.
Yes, exactly.
And trust
exactly.
You. Yes.
Super important, because I go back to the animal experiment. When there is so much uncertainty and the rules interchange too often, then you just don't know what the rules are. And that is confusing. When humans are confused, they are not very self-confident. It goes hand in hand. Let's make simpler rules. If you are someone who requires or requests people walking on eggshells around you, make simple rules. Simple. Something so precise, so clear that it's understandable. Make sure that it's understandable. You don't have to justify why you want this rule. In some occasions, it helps, though, to say, look, I wish us to be punctual because otherwise it's getting really challenging with my schedule and my night sleep, because for me, it's nighttime. For you, it's daytime. Yeah, so maybe that helps you understand, but I'm not required to justify. Now, when we become less confusing to others, then their esteem and confidence can grow in the relationship and in themselves. So we are givers and receivers at the same time. Now, if around me people are not reliable or dependable, I can still stick to my standard, because otherwise I no longer play by the rules or by the game or the standard of. And then what did I do? I just end up being on their level, and then we play a different game. So how am I going to get closer to what I really want to play or to entertain or interact, or how I want to interact? And then I go back to the very simple standards. Integrity. Keep your word, say what you mean what you say. And I go back to the 5+2. That's exactly it. And it is benevolent universally. We've tested it over the past 13 years. We know of people around the globe where the 5+2 was solely benevolent in all their relations, especially their relation with themselves. Now, and then comes the confidence. Self-confidence does not come from a color, from a dress, from a certain brand of shoes or makeup. No. When I'm walking in the yard and I'm picking and plucking out my weeds on the beach, I am the same self-esteem handler or owner as when I sit in front of camera or I walk on the red carpet or I speak to hundreds of people. It's the same, or thousands of people sometimes.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that it needs to be talked about more, that where real self-confidence comes from, because we're in such a material world. There's so much conditioning around looks and perceptions, and especially with the age of social media.
Mm.
But that's not really the truth of self-confidence. It is what you said. It's about values. It's about believing in your values and therefore believing in yourself and being able to trust yourself because you have those beliefs. And I think we do need to get back to that. And quickly, I'm just going to say that Daisy has written The 5 Plus 2, The Formula for True Love, into a book for teenagers. This is super important, guys. You need to get a copy of this book in your households. It is available on daisypap.com and on baldandblonde.live. Unless you want an actual physical book, you can go to Amazon and look up Daisy Papp, the author, and you'll find all of her books there. So however you get this book, whether digital or a physical copy, you need to have it in your house. It is essential for every teenager. And I say that because it talks about this very thing, values. It teaches them values in a very simple, easy to understand format. And I highly recommend it. I wish I'd had it when I had a teenager. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had it when I grew up.
Yes.
And the good news is that I have it now. Interestingly, you mentioned that this particular lecture or piece of literature was written for teenagers. Nevertheless, I get feedback from young adults from around the globe where they say how benevolent it is to them and that they now understand that it is really how much they value themselves is where then the self-confidence comes from. Because when we value, I circle back and maybe I repeat myself, when we value human values, we will be more likely be valued humans based on our behavior. And then therefore, we naturally will value humans. It's intertwined. It's like interwoven. Hmm?
Yes, 100%. And I think that caps it off very nicely. Thank you, Daisy. And I would urge all of our listeners, if you are in a relationship, whole of season 8 was all about relationships. So go back and listen to that. And we hope that you share it with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Come and visit us at baldandblonde.live. Support us. Help us stay on air. We would really appreciate any support that you can share with us. And thank you, as always, to our major sponsor, selfrecoding.com, where lives are changed with Daisy Papp. That's it from us today. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.